What's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 164 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. This episode of the Just Us Geeks podcast is sponsored in part by our good friends at Lynda.com. That's Lynda.com. Do me and yourself a favor and go check out our good friends at Lynda.com and sign up for a free 10-day trial of awesomeness by going to visit Lynda.com/JustUsGeeks. Go and do that thing. Joining me for episode 164 of the Justice Geeks podcast is one Logan Barnes.
Yeah, I'm here.
You can't say things to make people laugh. It totally defeats the whole purpose of derails. The slow rolling, the cold open, Logan.
Start with a joke.
I did. How's it going? You having a good week?
I am.
That's fine. Speaking of which, hey, Matt, how's it going, bud?
What's up, dude?
You went and ran today, too, man.
I went and ran.
I'm literally...
It was awesome.
You were really fast.
No.
Your running is... Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Your running is really fast.
It needs a lot of work.
He's blushing,
but
guys.
Anyway, I feel great. Glad to be here.
That's right. We're healthy. Awesome. We're getting healthy.
We're getting healthy.
These geeks are getting healthy.
It's all about.
And then we're going to go to Huddle House when this is done.
Yep.
Get some chicken and waffles.
Speaking of fat guys, hey, James, it's good to have you back, bud.
I was back last week.
Oh, yeah, barely noticed.
Oh,
thanks.
Treat me like original members.
You did a great job right there. You can handle any podcast now. You aren't explicit in any way. There were no donuts that needed to be handled.
I mean,
that's the uncut interview.
Yeah.
We can go back to that.
No. We're just gonna leave the first 30 minutes of the podcast that no one hears out in the ether.
I don't see why we don't just let people hear it.
Because then we would have zero anything.
Nah, I'm just sure they'd be fine with it.
No, probably not. Someone we are fine with having with us this week is one Eric Plunk. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
Appreciate it, but I'm actually here to pay to get all those unpaid late fees.
Oh, gosh.
Nice.
There to collect.
Only would we have a former rental employee here for our Be Kind Rewind episode of the Just Us Geeks podcast. So that's what we're going to talk about this week. We're going to talk about the movie and video game store rental industry this week. Eric was a longtime employee. We're going to talk about do we miss it? You know, we're going to talk about some movies and games associated with it and just have some awesomeness. Also, in the middle of the show, we're going to hear from our good friends, Tim and Carson from the I Heard That Was Good podcast. So go and make sure you stick around for that. But first, to get things going this week for episode 164 of the Just Us Geeks podcast, we're going to do another reverse Tweet the Geeks. So much so that I'll just use the exact same music as last week. It's fine. The lights didn't die this time.
Cool. We're in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, we are in the Twilight Zone. So... We've been wanting to do this. We've been wanting to do a rental episode for a while, and one of the things that we were talking about this week was Be Kind Rewind, starring Jack Black and Mos Def. An incredibly good movie that not a heck of a lot of people watched, but the ones that did really enjoyed it. Two rental store employee guys. So we want to know in this week's Tweet the Geeks question of the week. Were you kind? Did you actually rewind? That's our Tweet the Geeks question of the week. So let us know over at Facebook, Facebook.com/JustUsGeeks, or over at Twitter at JustUsGeeks. On Periscope, our friend MJ Mestis says they'd F you up if you didn't. I don't know what kind of rental store that was, but...
Sounds kind of shady.
Yes. They're all different. Lots of folks on Periscope are saying yes, they were always kind, so that's good. Let's start with you, Logan. Good. Were you kind? Did you rewind?
back during the VHS rental days, I was about 6, so I left that up to my parents.
Could you even operate a VHS player?
I didn't
player?
Think you were alive when VHS
I could. No, I had a VHS player for a long time. I didn't get a
was
DVD
it built
player.
Into your TV?
No, I didn't get a DVD player until I was like 12.
No, he's not actually 4 years old.
No, he's not.
I know he's not.
But for our friends at home and... The guy on Periscope said, I had a machine that's only purpose was rewinding.
Tape rewind.
There were several of those at Blockbuster.
Yep. So I think it warrants us saying to our people who are listening and who are watching at Periscope, this guy's rental store gave you a discount on the next rental if you rewound.
That's awesome.
Cool. Yeah. They give you incentive to do it.
The community that we live in has one of the very last remaining blockbusters.
Less than 50 in the
universe. In the universe, yes. In the galaxy.
Pretty confident it's the last one left in Mississippi.
I think so. It is independently owned. I had attempted to contact the owner and talk to him this week about it and just kind of get his thoughts. And I may do that later on. He's a nice guy. I've done business with him before. So this guy also says, I was so scared of them, I still rewind DVDs just out of respect.
Play them backwards.
In our community, Blockbuster is still a thing. In Canada, they rewind, apparently, so yay.
Oh, hey, thanks, eh?
I still have a Blockbuster gift card. Well, he accepted. Yes, this gentleman will accept your gift card. Send it to me, and I will get it to the right authorities. Okay, so, Logan, you were kind. You rewound. Matt,
I did.
Were you kind? Did you rewind?
When I remembered to, I would rewind, but if it was like a... if I was going to be late and in a hurry, I would just throw them in the box.
Yeah.
And Matt would be like, sucks to be the next guy to rent this. But once I got one of the machines, the rewinder thing the guy was talking about, once I had one of those, it was super easy.
You know, I kind of remember when those got a little prevalent, like
people started... Yeah, they were super cheap and simple. It was just go.
Yeah.
That's all it did.
I always thought that it would just like totally screw the whole tape up.
Because it goes so fast.
Blockbuster did used to have the mail DVD service before they went under... In a lot of places.
Well, they still have the on-demand service, too.
Yeah, and they still do the DVDs, I think.
Don't they have the little Redbox-style kiosks in some places?
There's one here in this town. Shell Station at 45.
They have Blue Box.
Blue Box.
Block Box.
So, Matt, you would always rewind. That's...
Yeah, when I remember to. Yeah. Unless it was like a 2 VHS movie, Titanic.
Oh, man.
I rented that a few times.
Yeah, that's... No one ever
anyway,
rewinded that.
But yeah,
you were kind.
I tried to.
You did rewind. Yep. Mr. Plunk, how did you feel about people who are not kind and did not rewind as a rental store employee? It's time that you can now finally vent all of these frustrations from your 6+
because
years.
Because none of these things exist anymore.
But in a PG environment.
Yeah. I mean, if you'd signed an NDA, I think the statute of limitations is over. So get on in there.
Well, the thing about it is, like, as a renter, I always rewound. I just think it was the right thing to do.
Right.
I mean, it's the kind thing to do. As a rental employee, I was just lazy. Sometimes I wouldn't even rewind them. I mean,
we got to rewind this.
It's the last person that had it that screwed you over, but it was me. It was me.
You should, for a note for those at home on Periscope, you can check out our podcast every single week over on iTunes. Just look for Just Us Geeks. Give us a 5-star review if you feel like it. If you don't, but be cool and do it anyway.
So I have a question. Did you ever just push movies to the end and put them back in the box to be a jerk?
Oh yeah.
So wait a minute. What you're basically saying,
more than anything,
what you're basically saying is that the rental industry died because of its employees.
So no. Many people stopped renting.
I worked at is still here because of my years of service.
Okay. This man
is still standing.
This man right here is responsible for Blockbuster still being around.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. In my job, I'm a graphic designer and I manage a small print shop
in
our town.
Did you make the logo?
No, but I tell you what I do now. I print for Blockbuster Corporate all of their rental inserts.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Huh. That's awesome.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Congratulations
on the smallest account at your company.
It's like 10 that we do it for.
10 pages? That's it?
That still are tied to somehow corporate. And we print them and drop ship them all over the country. So, and, I mean, they're still, you know, I mean, we had an order recently for ours in Corinth. You know, for another 10,000. I mean, they're planning on being around for a while.
Blockbustering up a storm.
Yeah, they're busting some blocks. James, we miss videotapes too. James, did you rewind? Were you kind?
No,
I didn't figure so.
No,
of course not.
I figured
I
you were
that
unkind.
Guy.
Yeah.
No, because they had the little machine that rewound for you. So, you know.
Apparently they didn't check all of them.
Yeah,
and where I rented, they didn't really care either. So it was. That place down where the subway is on Shiloh Harper, You know, right down there.
Oh, yeah. It used to be.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, of course, it's not there anymore. But I knew, like, they were friends of the family, so I didn't have to worry about rewinding or anything like that.
Yeah.
I just took it in. They're like, hey, did you like it? And I was like, yeah or no. And then they said, just go get something else.
Yeah. Huh. I did rewind, usually. And I'm kind of like you, Matt. Like, I would try to, and if I...
Yeah.
If I didn't do it, I didn't feel bad about it.
Yeah.
You know,
I'd be like, ah, well,
yeah, I didn't rewind. I always tried to be kind though. So yeah.
You didn't like cut holes in the tape or anything.
No. And I wasn't just like a jerk. It was like, I'm not rewinding this on purpose. I mean, my God, VHS players had the auto rewind function in them by the time they started going out.
The sticker is so passive aggressive.
I don't have to rewind.
It's not a law.
You can't break me.
If they ever put it on the books, I would have actually done it. But, you know, the state of Mississippi does not enforce being kind.
No states.
And or rewinding.
There's none enforced there. So, Eric, do you have any funny Be Kind Rewind stories, like of people that, like, did you ever charge people for that? Was that an actual thing? Did folks really get charged for not rewinding?
It really wasn't. I mean, honestly, like,
no wonder this industry's dead.
It's a minor inconvenience.
When I first started, I mean, they had like 5 or 6, 7, 8, maybe little rewinders sitting there, but like maybe a year after I started, they were down to like 1 or 2 because, you know, VHS was just dying out.
Yeah. You use them 80 times a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. All right. We want to hear from you. Request. That was the wrong button. We want to hear from you over on JustUsGeeks.com and Facebook and Twitter. Were you kind? Did you actually rewind? Let us know and share your answers with us, and we'll feature them. So thanks for being awesome and doing that. All right, we're going to say goodbye to our friends on Periscope during this segment.
Goodbye, Periscope.
We're going to come back and we're going to talk in the second half of our show about... not about Mos Def. But we're going to talk about Sweeting movies. You know, that was a thing that was featured on Be Kind Rewind, and the second half of our show is going to be about what movies would we swede. And so we're gonna do our next segment. Feel free to go, and especially if you're hanging out with us on Periscope, feel free to go over to JustUsGeeks.com and check out last week's episode of the show. It was about summer blockbusters, so go do that thing. And we're just gonna listen to Mos Def for a second.
I like Mos Def.
Me too.
Mos Def.
Nenetly.
Nenetly.
Mr. Plunk, we've been kicking around the idea of a rental episode for a while, and thanks for coming hanging out with us. Is there
this is your fault.
This is your show, man. Is there how did you get started in the rental game?
That was back in mid-2005. Had recently got an associate's degree in business management, and I was just looking for anything at the time. Just to pay the bills, to get something a little better than where I was at. So I started there, you know, did 6 years there. But yeah, I mean, I've met a lot of lifelong friends from it, and, you know, it's a pretty cushy job. So, I mean, it's,
you don't
do a whole lot, and you get, you know, you get movies, you know, 5 days before they come out, don't have to pay for them. I mean, what more could you ask for?
So do you like movies?
Do I like movies?
That's a good question. Did you love movies before?
Oh yeah. I mean, I was the guy that everybody, you know, employees, customers would come to and say, what is this movie? It's got so-and-so and so-and-so in it. This happens. And, you know, I was the go-to guy as far as that goes.
Nice.
That's awesome.
That's what we have James for.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, he's our movie guy.
So what time frame was this?
This was summer 2005 to about summer of 2011.
Cool.
Mm. See, me and my dad and my brother and I, we went to Blockbuster a lot. I don't remember seeing you there.
He was there a lot. I remember him.
Yeah. I've aged a lot since then.
Yeah.
I just must not recognize you.
I think his name was Shelby.
Oh yeah.
He took care of my rental fee, like the the whatever it's called, the
late fee.
Yeah, late fee. Yeah. I couldn't think of it.
That thing they charged you for not bringing stuff back?
Yeah. I had like...
attempted theft penalty.
$30-something in rental fees.
Oh, that sounds like a minor offense.
And I just, you know, I stopped going because of it. And I was just like, I'll go somewhere else.
I don't want to go back there.
And then Movie Gallery, like, you know, shut down. Bucks. So I was just like, I don't guess I'm renting anymore. And Shelby was friends with one of the employees at the theater. And since she couldn't let him in, I could. And he was like, hey, why don't you come by Blockbuster? I'll take care of that rental fee for you.
Huh.
Nice. Good old Shelby.
So, Eric, when did you start noticing a decline in the industry?
I mean, it's probably maybe 2 or 3 years in. I know when I started, I mean, like on a Friday, Saturday night, you'd have 7 or 8 employees, you know, out on the floor.
Right.
You know, towards the, you know, time before I quit, you maybe have like 2, 3 tops on a weekend.
Really?
That's so sad.
Yes.
It doesn't seem real because, you know, as kids growing up, like
that was the thing to do.
The video store, man, like that's what you like. And I don't want to say even for my parents, you know, like everything centered around that. Yeah, we would go to the movies and we had TV and we'll watch TV. But, you know, man, getting a tape or a video game from Ray's Rent a Movie or Downs Rent a Movie. You know, I mean,
so many video games.
That was just the thing, man. It's like the
deal was like if you rented on a Friday, if you rented 3, instead of bringing up new releases, instead of bringing it back the next day, you got to keep them till like Sunday or Monday or something.
Yeah,
like that.
They had to be back Monday or something like that. It seemed like it was a good system that never was going anywhere. You know, it was so ingrained in everyone, like. You have a Blockbuster card or a Movie Gallery card. The Gov was a longtime employee of Movie Gallery. That's probably why Movie Gallery isn't in business anymore.
He worked at the Corinth Movie Gallery?
No, he worked in the Boonville Movie Gallery.
I was just going to say, because I rented from the Corinth one too, and I don't remember him either.
If you rented from the Corinth one, you're...
You are 4, Logan. Yeah. How would you remember anybody?
Because I remember the things I rented. You just learned to drive. During those times.
You probably, if you rented a lot from the Corinth Movie Gallery, You probably remember our good friend Top Shelf Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley.
Absolutely. Yeah, man. Yeah,
I was going to say Todd.
I was hoping that Todd was going to have time to sit down and talk with me for this episode. I'd wanted to talk with him about, you know, Todd's an interesting guy. He worked at Movie Gallery for a long, long time. And then, man, he went out on his own and opened Top Shelf Records that also did movie rentals. And, you know, like Todd is the one who told me about Be Kind Rewind. You know, like
he's a cool dude. He's a good
and
dude.
That was Todd, yeah. You know, I mean, except for the whole Sweeting movies and things. But that just seemed like,
but, you know, I could see him.
Yeah.
Sweeting movies.
Ghostbusters.
Are you guys going to tell me what that means?
Yeah. Later on.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe.
Great.
You'll learn all about it in the second half.
Wonderful.
Sure. But
I'm really excited. Let's do it.
Drink the rest of your Red Bull.
It's gone already.
It's really hard to believe this industry's gone away. Logan, what do you most remember from rental stores?
I remember seeing the really like crappy B movies on the shelf. Like, when was this movie made? I don't recall ever seeing trailers for this.
Interestingly enough, after I'd asked Tim and Carson to do what they're going to do for us, and you're going to hear a small portion of it in the break, he had sent me a message on Facebook. He's like, hey, man, I got you the audio file sent to you. But I just remembered one of the best stories that I didn't include when we were talking. He would never have seen the Boondock Saints had it not been for Blockbuster.
Oh yeah, they partnered with Blockbuster.
He just happened to pick it up. He was like, it's an Irish thing. I like Irish things. Boondock Saints, boom. Like you know,
they, like Boondock Saints was exclusively at Blockbuster for like a year or two.
Yeah, and see, that was another thing that they did. Like this franchise would have these certain movies, and that's a crazy thing. So, you know, I mean, B movies, even, you know, not necessarily B movies, you know, I mean,
just weird things.
And that, to me, that was a great thing about Todd. At Top Shelf, like he had a board of things he recommended, but you could be like, Todd, what do you think? Just give me a movie. Go give me a movie and I'll watch it. That's where I watched Eraserhead for the first time. Really totally warped my mind and changed the
way. I still want to see that movie. Haven't seen it.
I have it. We'll watch it.
Cool.
We should do an entire episode on David Lynch at some point soon. Yeah.
Talk about a CD, James.
Yeah. Get out of here, James.
Crazy Clown Time.
No. He's great in
Twin
Peaks.
Let's all sing a song.
You sound just like him. Matt, what about you? Anything stick in your mind about, like, do you have a favorite story that's related to a movie rental or one of the movie places?
Well, the story, I'm just going to let James tell the terrible story of how I...
Tell a good one. You don't all have to always be Debbie Downer, Matt. Tell a good story if you've got one.
Well, when I was a child, there was this rental store in Burnsville. I don't remember the name of it, but I would go there every Saturday morning and get
Bo's Rent Check
and get a different. Yeah, I think that's what it was called.
It wasn't Bo's Rent Check.
I would go
check.
There like clockwork every Saturday morning.
Funny that you mentioned Bo's Rent Shack.
Why?
Because in my little town that I grew up in, very small, the biggest thing was a paper mill. The two places to rent from were privately owned. Yeah. There was Wise Guys Videos.
I remember Wise Guys Video.
And then you could also rent movies at the Bo Shack, which was an archery place.
The Bo Shack.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
They had one of the best video game selections for like N64 and PS1.
Yes. Wow,
like,
that's
legitimately,
crazy.
Yeah.
The Bo Shack.
The Bo Shack.
Okay. So, Matt, you would rent from the Burnsville Bo Shack.
Yeah, and rented from the Bo Shack several times.
Sounds
a lot of fun.
That's where Hawkeye rents from.
Yeah.
A lot of NES games.
He sends his wife, Velma, down there to get some sweet flicks.
He's disappointed that he's only in 5 minutes of all the other movies.
Yeah, that's what he does.
He sweets himself into it.
Hawkeye, what would you like to sweet? Avengers, totally. I would be in it.
I would love to see a Hawkeye sweeted like Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Hawkeye in Thor Ragnarok.
I'll save you, Cap.
Hawkeye, you can't breathe in space.
I'll just hold my breath.
It shows him like in that pool of God, just like tossing his non-hair back. Anyway, so Matt, you rented movies once.
Derailed.
From a dude in a van.
There's this one time.
Down by the river.
It's in Burnsville.
It is.
My dad was a big movie renter up until, you know, his last days. He would go and rent like 7 movies at a time, whatever deal Blockbuster had going on.
7 movies, 7 days, $7.
He would go rent 7 movies, and I would go visit him, and I would just, every week I would look through the movies, and I'm like, these are
like
all
crap.
These
crap,
are all terrible.
He was like, because he saw them all.
He's watched a lot of movies, but but yeah, that was.
Did he ever move to Redbox or Netflix?
No, that was he had a DVD player, and that was all he needed.
That is exactly why I think Blockbuster will stay strong.
Like it took me years to switch over to Redbox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's still people who
I've never rented from a Redbox.
Really,
he's a company man.
Yeah,
he's still a company man.
Do it out of principle.
They've got a chip in him.
Yeah,
if he gets near one, they self-destruct him.
If there's like a, you know, like by osmosis, an advertisement for Blockbuster in this show somehow that we don't know about, it's all Eric and Hawkeye's fault. Eric and Hawkeye sweet the Avengers. So you never rented from Redbox?
Never. I mean, by the time
I have not,
you know, either. You get your first rental for free.
Oh yeah.
You're overdue.
I mean, you know, I worked at Blockbuster until 2011. So, I mean, I had all my free movies that way. And by that time, you know, streaming was, you know,
a thing.
You skipped over the whole like Netflix delivery era.
I think that's what did it. Streaming.
Yeah.
We didn't have to.
And home delivery with Netflix.
Well, I mean,
we didn't have to leave the house anymore.
That's why ours is still in business here. Because not everybody has internet access.
We definitely don't have like the necessary speeds for streaming.
No.
And for 4K Ultra HD, never happened here.
We're like 20 years behind everybody else.
Yeah. I stopped renting from Blockbuster Movie Gallery when Todd opened because he was close to us, and we rented from Todd until...
Yeah, you wanted to... Everybody tried to support Todd.
Yeah. Like,
that was just the thing to
and
do.
And that was a great thing. If you ever had... If you had a local video store or place like that, that's a story that we want to know, so let us know over at Twitter or something. But, like, you know, we just... we just supported the crap out of Todd. Todd closed on my birthday, the day that we moved to Jackson. And
you bring the show down.
Well, I'm just saying it happened.
What were you saying about Debbie Downers?
That one. There that's the one I know. But
not gonna be the soundboard over there tonight, are you? Missing the cues.
I'm doing it with my knuckles.
Let me use my strong hand.
Well, that's us. But so you know, like we were
come on guys.
We tried to fight the red box machine, you know, pretty hard. And then when we moved to Jackson, it was just really inevitable. It was inevitable. Now we don't do it now. We don't do it now because
I've never rented from Redbox
because of Netflix. Netflix. But we also, you know, were like faithful to Todd and still did Netflix, like the discs by mail.
Yeah,
and we really kicked that up a notch too when we moved to Jackson. I mean,
Todd didn't have everything. He just had
a very small selection
of really good movies.
Yeah, he really did.
But he didn't have games.
No, he didn't need games.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, so, and that was another great thing about some of these stores was games. And that's, like, for me, that's my memory.
Yeah.
You know, Redbox does that now.
Yeah.
But not for a system that I care to play. So, there you go.
What do they have? I mean, how up to date is it?
PS3.
No, they have PS4.
Oh, do they have PS4? Now?
They get the games usually a day or two after they come out, but you'll never be able to find them.
They only put one in each machine.
When I reviewed games for my college paper, everybody suggested, why don't you use Gamefly or Redbox instead of buying the games? I'm like, because I'd never be able to get them. Yeah, they're sold out the day of.
Well, and that's what I always liked about Blockbuster was they had great games and they had a pretty good quantity of them.
Well, and this Blockbuster, I don't know how true it is, but there was rumors that if they would sell out of too much like of something, they would just run over to Walmart across the street, pick up more copies so they could rent more out.
Yeah. That happened several times.
So. That's why I could always find the latest stuff.
Yeah, you could always find stuff there because and you could never find it at Walmart because Blockbuster went over there and bought it all out.
Yeah. Yep. Well, there were many times that I know that happened at Top Shelf, but you know that's what you got to
do. What you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do.
What was the cycle rate at Blockbuster? Like, how long would you keep a game or a movie before you just like, no, this is too old?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it would stay a new release for like 30 days and then go from a 2-day rental to a 5-day rental after that. And of course, about maybe a month into it being out, we would, you know, put them out for sale, you know, previously viewed.
I wonder what their rates are now.
What's the largest late fee you've ever seen?
that got paid. Not yeah, that's just paid. Sitting in the computer.
They got
for
paid?
It doesn't have to be
not
paid.
Not a lot of them got paid.
Let's do paid, not paid.
Oh gosh, man!
Ballpark,
probably a couple $100.
Whoa, what?
Yeah,
that Mason, got paid.
That got paid. Well,
like $10.
Like, if you're over $100 to Blockbuster,
I'm not going there anymore.
Yeah,
I've seen like maybe $100 late fee get paid.
Really?
Wow. Oh man, jeez, that's crazy.
They just rent a bunch at the same time and.
Forget to bring them.
Keep them forever.
Keep them. Do you think that the late fee system hurt the rental industry?
Yeah, especially with no late fees from the other companies after like
Netflix.
Of course, Netflix.
Yeah. Redbox now Redbox, it's not a late fee.
It's
just
buck a day or like $1.25 a day for 30 days, and then after that it's yours.
Well, yeah, but like. The thing with Redbox is, you're like, we've watched this last night. I forgot to take it back. I got to get there by 9 p.m.
9 p.m.
I don't want to pay for this another day because I'm not going to watch it again. It's basically a late fee to me. You know,
it's a different approach. Yeah.
It is a different approach to late fees. I know people who still do, like, who still use Netflix, the mail DVD service.
I dropped that as soon as they did that 60%. Price hike.
Yeah, when they hiked it up, I just went to streaming.
Yeah. I've always wondered about rental fees, or late fees. I knew that, I figured that was a big killer, you know, especially when you ended up being the only game in town, you know, especially after like Movie Gallery closed, for instance. Is there anything that you miss about this industry at all now that you have streaming service, Eric?
I mean, I miss being able to, you know, well, I mean, I know customers miss being able to, you know, go and ask somebody about a movie, what they think about it, mm-hmm. you know, that sort of thing, if it's any good.
See, I always got the dumb people who are like, I just don't know. We had some good candy up front.
Would you like the popcorn and Coke combo? Popcorn.
No, if I wanted popcorn and Coke, I'd go to freaking Twin Cinema. Now, give me the dead gum movie.
Go to Walmart and get like six buckets for a dollar.
Yeah, no, also, if you get a disc, you know, by mail or Redbox or whatever, and it's scratched, I mean, who do you complain to?
You just send it back.
Send it back and get another one.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. Like, you know, I know I don't use Blockbuster anymore just because Netflix is just so prevalent. But
I kind of want to just go in. I haven't been in it.
Just go in.
Yeah, I've not been in it.
It's smaller than it was. The bank that's beside it, they expanded it. Smaller. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I remember it being huge.
Yeah. Such a great selection. And that's what I always loved about it was especially Blockbuster.
The nicer of the two rental places.
Of the larger rental places in town. And I could pretty much always find what I wanted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's kind of true still with Netflix, with the exception of it takes forever to get a new movie. You know, that's where I think places like Blockbuster are still holding on.
Yeah.
You know,
you can get it instantly.
Yeah. Like the day it's released, boom, baby. You can go pick it up and rent that bad boy in HD.
But yeah, I mean, you can also with streaming services the day it releases, actually 2 weeks before it comes
VOD.
Out, you can get VOD. You can rent them that way.
But if it's not an option for you, like we were talking about earlier, I mean, like your parents can't do that.
My parents cannot do it. They have no internet.
Yeah,
but like for me, the independent cinema is nowhere near our location. So me and my wife about once a week, sometimes you know. Twice a week, whatever, we'll find some of the independent movies on like Vudu, and we'll watch them. Like I think we've got queued up. We're going to watch the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie called Maggie.
Yes, and, it looks really good.
Available to rent, like $6, same price as going to see it in a theater for one person. But you know, both of us get to watch it, and we'll have it for 48 hours.
We got time to watch it. Yeah.
So you know, that's the way that I rent.
Yeah.
Now.
And I think that's important to know. I mean, like you can still rent stuff now. You know, iTunes does it. There are lots of, you know, VOD
There's
services.
There's no tape to have to rewind.
No.
Yeah. Disc to scratch.
There's no late fees.
Late fee.
They just, after 24, 48 hours, it's no longer there.
Can't do it anymore.
Yeah. They
it's a good system.
They really want you to sit down and watch it then. You know, that's kind of the whole.
Well, and the thing is that you can rent it. And the 24 to 48 hour time period doesn't start immediately. It starts once you press play.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
oh, that's
like cool. I mean, it used to be that way once you rent it, like on DirecTV or something.
Yeah,
if you did, you know, a pay per view, it started immediately and you had 24 hours to watch it. Mm. But now it doesn't start until you press play.
Hmm. Nifty.
You have more control.
Yeah.
Super that's handy. Awesome. You just keep that rental in your pocket.
Yeah.
How long do you think Blockbuster will be around? How long do you think this industry will? I mean, do you think?
Well, I mean, Blockbuster itself is not really around anymore.
This particular one.
Blockbuster.
Yeah, it's mostly franchise. You know, paying to use the Blockbuster name. I mean, it's not really a corporation, pretty much for the most part.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still the idea of it. You know, that's a Blockbuster there. You know, I mean,
still.
Well,
standard.
I mean, I think that in our town, towns like ours that have them still have them for a reason, and it's because. You can't do anything else but rent movies or go to a theater.
There's a need for it.
Isn't it weird to think that now Blockbuster is the independent video store? Now Blockbuster is your Top Shelf Records.
That's weird. Yeah.
That's really weird. Like, you know, I was just sitting here thinking about that. You know, I made such an effort to support Top Shelf. So, I mean, so much so that even long after it was gone, I rented the building. You know, I mean, like that. When we were looking for a home for the Just Us Geek Studios, I was like, it has to be Top Shelf Records, man. That place was so awesome. You know, that place made such an impact on me.
The aura can carry over.
Yeah, I mean, and so that's...
We all did this for the first time over there.
Yeah, we did.
That's right. I'm glad you guys got to be in there to do it. But, you know, like for me, you're a horrible person.
Random dogs walking by.
Windows, nobody cares.
An old man stopped me outside. What are you doing in there?
People podcast. Like peeking in sometimes.
Internet radio. That's where I almost died earlier, where Eric picked me up.
Almost die on that street every day.
Yeah, but you want to, don't you?
You die a little inside.
Every time I get work for you guys every to do, day. I want to. But now, yeah, really, now your Blockbuster Video is your local independent movie store. That's just nuts.
I hope it goes as long as it can.
I can think of this Blockbuster, and I think there may be one in Jackson, Tennessee still left.
No, it's gone.
It's gone now?
Yeah, okay. It's gone.
Yeah, there was one in Selmer.
If that one's gone.
We have the only one in the universe.
We have the only one in a long, like in a large
very
radius.
Big radius.
Yeah. So here's, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to challenge you guys to do this if you can and you want to.
You're not going to have me go out and rent a movie.
Go to Blockbuster and rent a movie. Do it.
I've still got late fees, man.
I actually have a question.
I do want to go in there.
You may not know, but like, what if you rent a movie from Blockbuster kiosk? Can you take it to Blockbuster store?
No.
To return? Okay, you can't?
No.
See, that's a big faux pas. They should have fixed that problem.
There was at one time they talked about fixing that. But
now you could, when they had the online service, you could bring back your disc by mail.
Right.
Exchange it for a movie in store while you're waiting on your next movie to come in.
That was cool.
As far as the kiosk, it was just two separate
entities.
So that's our challenge this week. Go rent a movie. Like, go rent a movie.
From a video store.
From a video store. If you have a local video store, go do it, man.
If they have it on VHS, go VHS.
Absolutely. If you can rent a VHS, go buy a VHS player.
Tweet us the picture.
Yeah.
How quick does our Blockbuster get
our
new
Blockbuster
movies?
Has on the marquee Selma and Every 50 week? Shades of Grey.
So,
if you go rent a VHS or a DVD, tweet us a picture of that at Just Us Geeks.
Do it. That's exactly right. We want to and use hashtag Be Kind Rewind.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah. So go do that and support that thing. It's like Logan said, you can find us over at Just Us Geeks on Twitter, facebook.com/Just Us Geeks, and of course over at justusgeeks.com. Now, this is normally where I would remind you about our friends at lynda.com, but we're working on bigger and better things with them and other folks, so we're going to pull back a little bit this week. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, our good friends at I Heard That Was Good, they recorded us a really awesome segment where I had asked them to talk about their top five favorite movie rentals of all time. And we're gonna play you a small clip of that during the break. Look for it Monday over at justusgeeks.com. Hopefully they'll tweet about it too. And just get in your mind that we're gonna destroy these guys at karaoke
to the death.
To the death. But
karaoke you to death.
But definitely stick around, listen to this. Go to iHeardThatWasGood.com and check out their stuff. Their podcast is really super great. So here is I Heard That Was Good.
I heard that was good.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having us on. It's Tim Murphy with you, as always. And with me, as always, is Carson Case.
Yeah, back in our original headquarters today.
Right, we're recording in our original world headquarters. We're from I Heard That Was Good, obviously, as you probably already said. And we started thinking about some of our favorite, I don't know, rental experiences. I don't know, not necessarily the best movies we ever rented, but those ones that sort of stuck in our minds. But here's some of my favorite rentals over the years of when I'd go rent movies. Number one, the first one I thought of basically was Rover Dangerfield. I think I mentioned this on our podcast before. It's Rodney Dangerfield, and he plays a dog. And it was really, as a kid, my first, it's an animated movie, of course, my first introduction to Rodney Dangerfield. Like, Rodney Dangerfield to me was not a groundbreaking comedian or Mr., you know, showroom in Vegas or whatever. He was a cartoon dog in this cartoon movie. Very sad to see, this sort of, as I said earlier, this sort of communal movie-going experience.
Well, I want any one of the Justice Geeks guys to, like, go to this, like, closing sale.
Yeah.
And, like, if there's any awesome movies, buy them.
Yeah, buy them out. If you see Megaforce, please get it for me. I pray to you. If you see Ice Pirates, please get it for me. IHeardThatWasGood.com is where you can get all of our links and everything like that. So, before I Heard That Was Good, this is Carson Case.
BBB.
And this is Tim Murphy saying, bye-bye.
Pro- probably one of the most epic theme songs to a movie of all time. You look just like a raptor, Logan, for all those folks watching on the old Periscope, whoever is creeping and watching.
We're on Periscope.
Yeah, we're Periscoping again.
Hello, everyone.
Back to Periscope.
So we're going to talk in this half of the show about... The title of the show this week is Be Kind, Rewind. Obviously, it's a personal favorite of ours. In Be Kind, Rewind, they do what is called sweeting. James, what is sweeting?
The Urban Dictionary definition of sweeting, Matt.
I'm listening.
Is remaking something from scratch using whatever you can get your hands on.
Okay. So tell me, like, give us a little rundown of what they do in Be Kind, Rewind.
In Be Kind, Rewind, Jack Black gets magnetized somehow, and he goes...
It's awesome.
I've stopped listening. I'm kidding.
And he goes into a video store run by Mos Def, and...
erases all of his videos.
Erases everything.
Yeah.
And so people are renting movies, and they bring them back and say, hey, there's nothing on here. And so they said, hold on, okay, well, we're going to go... And we got to get the new versions in. They're from Sweden. That's why they're called Sweden.
He's got to something about he's going to lose the video store if they don't.
Yeah,
start
there was this
renting.
Whole like fat swaller like subplot.
Yeah,
I mean it's a really deep movie.
It's a pretty deep movie.
Oh, okay.
Multiple storylines.
Matt, you would actually probably like it.
Yeah,
so
you really would like it, Matt. Good.
So they erase all the films.
And so instead of, you know, because the video store didn't have the money to buy new films because they only charged $1 for a rental, they decided just to get a camera and start filming the movie as much of it as they remember, like they do Ghostbusters.
Who are you
going to
call?
Ghostbusters!
Yeah.
Ghostbusters!
It's so freaking
hilarious.
Great. Yeah. It's Jack Black at his best.
It's one of his best movies.
Yeah. So
it's got Danny Glover in it, too.
Yeah. So they sweet.
Everybody likes Danny Glover.
They do like Rush Hour 2.
Yeah.
I was going to get a whole list of every movie they sweeted.
Driving Miss Daisy.
Talked about, Driving Miss Daisy. Yeah.
Pretty sure they
did
deaf. Jurassic Park.
Yeah. I think Jurassic Park was in there. Ghostbusters is probably the most memorable one. Yeah. So our question for the second half is if you could just based off your own knowledge of what you remember, what movie would you sweet if you could? You could recreate it with cardboard boxes and Legos, or what are you giggling about that you're about to overflow and say? What movie would you sweet?
I would sweet A Walk to Remember with me playing every character.
Can we do that?
I would be happy to do that.
Can we do that as a Just Us Geek short?
Absolutely.
We'll do it.
Okay. That's what we should start doing with the YouTube channel.
We should start sweeting.
We should start sweeting with YouTube. Yeah. That's what we should do. Matt, what would you totally rip off if you could?
Fight Club.
Oh, my gosh.
Jokes. I would beat the crap out of James.
Why?
I would be Tyler Durden, and you'd be
I'll just fight
Edward
back.
Norton.
I'll punch you in the ear.
I'm not. It's gonna go both
punch
ways.
Punch you in the ear.
Yeah.
Fight Club. That's such a good one.
Josh can be the fat guy that he cries on, or that cries at the meeting.
Bob.
Yeah.
Paulson.
Robert Paulson.
My name is Robert Paulson.
His name is. Robert
See, you
Paulson.
Guys remember a lot of this movie.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we could just make it up as
I
we
can,
go.
Yeah, I can almost. Or Dumb and Dumber.
Hey,
I
could you could get the girlfriend to be Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah, she'd do it.
Yeah,
she's read a lot of Palahniuk.
Chuck Palahniuk.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
However you say
I
his
name. I don't
want
to do that then.
No.
Why?
It's your girlfriend.
We don't have to do all the movie.
Okay.
Yeah. Just the,
just the fun bit.
And you know, whatever you got to do. It's for the art. It's for the art, man.
Slide.
So Fight Club, that's a really good choice. What did you say? What else was said there? I don't know.
But I said I was going to do A Walk to Remember with me playing every character.
Yeah, so Walk to Remember, Fight Club. You sure you wouldn't do Forrest Gump? Oh, no. You said
I was thinking Forrest Gump.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah,
that
Dumb
would be
Dumber.
An awesome one to sweet.
I could do Dumb and Dumber. Yeah, definitely.
That would be really cool. Eric, what about you? What would you sweet?
I was just going to go with my all-time favorite, Back to the Future.
Yes.
Get a cardboard DeLorean. Get some sparklers in front of the DeLorean to...
There you go.
Yes.
No, we won't even do a cardboard DeLorean. We'll just use, like, someone's car and put, like, some kind of pieces on it.
I have a picture of a DeLorean. We can use that.
DeLorean Hot Wheels rolling over some spark strings.
That movie, when I was...
I've got one somewhere.
Yeah.
And I think like the great thing, the great like I can
take me away.
I think the great thing about it is like
too darn loud.
Is that I can see it like you're clearly not getting in a DeLorean when the mini Hot Wheel DeLorean speeds off, but it's still okay. Yeah, yeah. Who would you be in Back to the Future? Would you play them all, or would you just be one particular character?
Man, I'd have to be the Doc. I mean, he's
you'd be Doc.
He's most out there. Charismatic character.
That'd be really fun to do.
Yeah. You'd be a great Marty McFly.
Yeah.
We have got to start Sweden movies, guys.
You've got to come back with me. Matt, we got to go back to the future.
You're telling me you made a time machine?
Okay.
Out of a Hot Wheel?
Out of a refrigerator box?
The power of...
That's we have found our calling for the crap we do at the end of shows. Okay, that's it.
Don't take money.
Don't take fame.
You hear this, Tim and Carson? It's coming.
Don't
so James,
need a credit card to ride this train.
No, James, what would you sweet?
I would sweet Evil Dead 2.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
It'd be a lot of fun.
That would be interesting.
Wasn't that movie practically sweeted anyway?
Yeah. It was a sweeted version of the original.
No, you mean phoned in. That's what you mean.
No. The Evil Dead 2 is a comedic remake of the original.
It's my favorite,
sweeted version of the original. And so I just swede what was already sweeted.
So
make
you
get better.
It would be Inception.
Yes.
Evil
Sweetception.
Dead.
Sweeted Inception would be weird.
Yeah. I think for me, I'll do the geek answer here. I'm not going to show me. I'm in the workout gear. Thank God Eric didn't periscope while we were doing this.
I'll periscope.
I thought about pulling it up and watching it.
That's what she said. But like, so wah. what I would love to swede either the Dark Knight that has Heath Ledger in it. I would like to swede the Dark Knight, and it would be hilarious if we would swede like Avengers. That would be great.
Yep, I'll be Hawkeye.
You're only in it for two minutes.
You can't steal his thunder, baby. He's already doing this on his own.
We're actually going to call Jeremy Renner to come in and be our Hawkeye.
Hey, you want to come play Hawkeye in a sweeted version of Avengers?
Hey,
it's mostly all Hawkeye.
We would have to go to the Bow Shack to film.
Yes. Or we will just let Jeremy Renner play every Avenger in the movie.
Anybody you want.
Yeah. Put him in that black suit, the Scarlet Johansson.
Yeah. Black Widow.
You know you've wanted to get in that outfit.
Come on, Renner. Just put it on.
Yeah, I think this is a great thing.
Take one for the team.
We have to tweet this directly at Jeremy Renner.
Jeremy Renner, we have the best idea.
Calling you out, Renner.
Okay, we're going to call out Jeremy
Renner. If anyone listening knows Jeremy Renner.
Please tell him we're not really going to call him out.
We're huge fans. We will call him out.
Yeah, we want him to be in our Sweet Avengers.
We're huge fans.
We're going to fly out there just to Sweet Avengers. Like, we're going to use all our money to get out there. So it's really going to be...
Sweeting is not done with money. It's whatever you have lying around.
I know, but now it's going to be done with an iPhone. So
I've got my camera. We'll use the camera.
We have a video camera.
iPhone would be like an uptown version of sweeting. We probably can't do that.
Well, you can cut and edit. I mean...
Yeah, but it will look too good. Like, the whole point of sweeting is it looks like... came straight out of the 80s, and you can see people's fingers.
That's what all the filters are for. You can put like a filter that makes it look like crap.
Sweetstagram. That's
Sweetstagram. Yeah. Sweetstagram.
We need someone to also invent Sweetstagram from the Instagram knockoff for your Swedes that makes it look like garbage.
Anybody on Periscope wanting to Swede anything?
No, nobody. Okay, so we want to hear from you. What do you want to Swede? Periscope? Is anybody you listening? No, that's fine.
Is anybody? Hello?
Yeah, so.
Everybody there?
One, two.
Mike, James, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say, speaking of people inventing apps, I remember requesting an app to be made months and months ago, the High Five Jimmy Fallon app, and no one's done that for me yet.
No one's done that yet.
Yeah, you know what else hadn't been done? High fives by Jimmy Fallon. He's giving a lot of high fives, but I can tell you he's not high fiving.
Mm.
Yeah. Aww. Okay, so we want to hear from you over at the old Just Us Geeks. Do you want to be in a suite with us? You should be in our suites. This is going to be the greatest thing ever.
We need to make a suite, guys.
And even if you don't want to be...
I'm totally down with it.
Even if you don't want to be in our Hawkeye Avengers film starring Jeremy Renner.
Who wouldn't want to be in a movie with Jeremy Renner?
Apparently Chris Evans, Robert Downey Jr. I mean...
He was great in that episode of Louie.
Yeah. He's probably going to be real mean to us if he does this. But let us know. Let us know if you've ever done a Swede and it's on YouTube.
Send us a link.
Share it with us. We'll put it up on the website. If you have Sweded a film, we will feature it on JusticeGeeks.com. If you have any, send it to us. We're gonna do Swede.
Just say if we can
Swede Sunday next week. Send us your Swedes.
If we can get enough of them, can we have like our own little Swede marathon online?
Swedeathon. Yeah. Have our own Swedes. Sweeties.
Eat your Sweeties.
Awards.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is
golden cereal.
It's gonna be great.
This is how things happen, guys.
Have to make a Swede.
Yeah.
You've got to send us your Swedes.
Make Swedes or send us the Swedes that you have. And
can
we'll...
me and James be part of your special project?
Yeah, you can be a part of this one, guys.
Yeah,
this
you talk one. About Project this East one, Bank.
Yeah, because this one's going to be intentionally bad. So.
Thanks.
Well, it is. Great. I mean, but anyway, so.
I can be bad.
Back to, we know.
We have no talent.
That's
okay.
That's why you have to Swede Fight Club. It'll be awesome.
We'll do it.
With puppets. So
I will destroy something beautiful. That's a line.
That movie.
Line.
Sorry. With your Swede
version. Is it soap? Does he destroy soap?
No, it's face.
Okay, so that's fine. All right, so let us hear from you and send us your Swedes on Twitter at JustUsGeeks, or you can send them to our geeky email, getgeeky@justusgeeks.com. So that is a thing you can do. James, you have movie news?
I mean, do we want to talk about the potential Spider-Man?
Potential
stuff?
My rear end.
It's not 100%
He's
official.
He's the number one contender.
It's not official.
Asa Butterfield is Spider-Man.
Okay, well, I mean, that may be, but there's been no paper signed, so it's not.
They just said in negotiations.
He's Spider-Man.
They've also asked him to be Spider-Man.
I'll tell you this. There's a movie sequel that nobody asked for, but we're going to get it nevertheless.
What is it?
50 Shades of Grey 2.
No. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Shanghai Dawn. A sequel to Shanghai Noon and Shanghai Nights.
I was about to say. I kind of halfway heard what you said because I was trying to watch Periscope upload, and I thought that you said something that was going to have to be donutted there for about a second.
Well, I mean, it might need to be donutted. I don't know.
Probably the whole movie. So, why are they making this?
Well, apparently they were going to make it right after Nights came out, and it was going to be called Shanghai Dawn.
Yeah.
And it just got put on the back burner and then just kind of filed away.
That's where it was supposed to stay.
Right. And then now, I guess, Owen Wilson and Jackie Chan need money, and so they're going to do it.
Jackie Chan, I haven't seen him in
he's
anything
old.
In a while.
He's really old.
He is old, but I bet he could still kick all of our rear ends.
Oh, yeah.
So,
he's got that old man strength.
Yeah. You know what he's got? He's got some runner's junk. It's fine.
Yeah. Donut strength.
Yeah. Yep. So, Asa Butterfield, totally Spider-Man.
It's not 100%. It might be that, but it's not 100%.
How well do you think Mad Max is going to do?
Oh, I'm hoping it does amazing.
I hope so, too.
Oh, also, a movie has been filming in California, out in L.A., and nobody's known about it. It's a secret project, but it's a Lonely Island fake documentary, you know, like those.
It's like Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap.
Well, not quite. You know the like Justin Bieber.
Is it like Spinal Tap?
Justin Bieber's
one of the concert movies. Yeah.
It's like that, but it's like the Katy Perry concert movie. It's like that, but it's the Lonely Island playing a different band, where it's like
it's Spinal Tap.
It's a rap.
So it's a Flight of the Conchords movie.
It's about a rapper whose last album bombed completely, and so to make up.
Oh, it's good that Akon's getting some work now.
So to make up the money for it, he gets back with his old boy band.
Oh
nice. Yeah. Okay, I'll see that.
I'll watch it.
It's produced by Judd Apatow, and it's directed by the guys from Lonely Island. They're doing everything. So
genuinely, I find them funny.
Yeah,
they're really funny.
That's
going
to be fun to watch, and you know, its details become available.
We'll let you know.
So how'd the secret get out?
Somebody leaked it.
Andy Samberg stood on top of a building. He
couldn't hold it in anymore.
Yeah.
He just want to go watch Hot Rod now.
Oh, that movie is so good.
I love it. Are you guys serious? Or
I love that movie.
Yeah,
it's so good.
Hot Rod?
Hot Rod's hilarious.
Never seen it.
Cool. Is it really?
Cool beans?
Can we Swede Hot Rod?
I heard it was awful. That's why I never
Me too. That's why I never even went there. I just assumed. I don't even think anyone told me. I was like, you know,
I could probably figure this out on my own.
So, anything
else?
Was
stupid.
We hope Mad Max does well.
Oh, I hope that Mad Max does.
It'll beat Avengers this weekend.
You think so?
I think so.
because it's rated R, so
yeah, that's going to cut the audience.
And plus, well, you've also got Pitch Perfect 2 coming out this weekend.
That'll split them up.
That's going to take the weekend, I think. I think Pitch Perfect 2 will beat Avengers.
It's going to make Avengers stay at number one because
yeah,
that's probably a good that's a good prediction.
Two big movies coming out tonight. Actually, they started showing at 7 o'clock tonight, and just you're going to have your divided audience.
Big weekend.
I would love to see Pitch Perfect beat Avengers.
It's not. It might would if it didn't have to compete against Ultron.
It
too.
They're saying that it doesn't suffer from as many of the sequel cliches as a lot of other movies
do. I freaking love Anna Kendrick. She is just hot, and she is hilarious.
And Elizabeth Banks is directed.
Elizabeth Banks, yeah.
She directed this time instead of just
she's
produced.
Hilarious. Yeah, I love her.
She's very funny. Rebel Wilson is not funny.
They were the funniest part of the first one. The commentators. Oh, my God.
And they're back. So
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So I was hoping they would be back.
Yeah, they're back.
Let's, I hope that does. I hope it's a good weekend.
I hope so, too.
As lackluster as Avengers was for me, I hope
my
they
bonuses,
can beat them.
You know, at the end of the year depend on movies doing well. So
yeah. Do well, movies. We like James having good movies.
Avengers is all right. Ultron.
James Spader was great.
James Spader was awesome. Yeah. That's. Yeah.
He finally went and watched it.
Finally.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Avengers. Took the kid. He loved it.
The only reason.
He laughed when Hulk and Iron Man were going at it. He laughed the entire time. He thought it was hilarious. Very serious fight.
And look at all these civilians getting hurt.
Yeah. It's just terrible things happening. He's like, everyone was like, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep. Tucker was like,
that was funny.
That he lost funny. It after that. It was, and then laughed the rest of the fight. It's good.
Anyway. Mr. Plunt, Jam of the Week, sir.
Jam of the Week is this fever I've been coming down with the past couple of days. E3 fever.
E3 is
coming very soon.
June?
I dare say I get more excited for E3 than I would like actually playing a video game.
Well, and Nintendo made a pretty big announcement about E3.
World Championships.
World Championships coming back, baby.
25 years in the making.
Oh, Logan.
Oh, is this like the Wizard?
The Wizard 2. At the end, they're going to bring out the new Mario, just like they did Mario 3.
They might.
That would be cool.
If it was Mario Galaxy for Wii U, I'd be okay
with
that.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
No, I think they're going to push their mobile.
I'd be like,
it's going to be another Super Mario Bros. Wii U clone.
God, probably.
You think they'll talk about a lot of mobile? Nintendo mobile stuff?
I think so, because they're releasing one by this fall, one mobile game by this fall, and like four or five by 2017. So they're about to start churning them out.
They got
to
get on it. James, Jam of the Week.
My Jam of the Week is Ozland again.
Friends at Ozland.
They have been picked up for distribution.
Heck yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
I mean, now Michael's not let anybody know who the distributor is, but as soon as that information becomes available, you know,
we'll be happy to
tell everybody, and hopefully you guys are going to be able to go see it in a theater near you sometime soon.
Nice. I'm so stoked.
Sounds like a cool movie. I'd love to see it.
Yeah, Ozland.
I've been out of town.
I'm not.
You're
going to
be in town,
you.
Though. You're going to be in town.
I'm going to be in town.
We need to go watch Ozland. That'd be great.
We'll make it happen.
Matt, Jam of the Week, sir.
Jam of the Week is, we've been watching a lot of Mad Men recently.
Mad Men.
Yeah.
So your Jam of the Week is Christina Hendricks. She is a jam.
Yeah, she's good. Yeah, but it's a good show. We're 4 seasons in. I know the last season's on TV right now, I think.
Yeah, the last episodes.
So I gave the pilot a shot, and I just never could get into it.
You gotta stick with it a little bit. It's
See, I don't like shows that you have to stick with. It should grab me on the first episode. If it doesn't, I'm just like,
the writing is
excellent.
That
sounds like my Jam of the Week.
The writing is excellent, and it's like traveling through time, basically. That's because they deal with real-world events like JFK and the moon landing.
If I wanted to travel through time, I'd watch Forrest Gump, man.
It's interesting. It's interesting, like, people talk about how terrible things are now in the world. In the 60s, they were pretty bad.
Yeah, you know, there was some messed up junk going on.
A lot of history repeating itself.
Then, so nobody knew all of it.
Right.
It's the human condition. Anyway, whatever. That's my Jam of the Week.
Madman. The human condition and Madman.
Mad Max, man.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's about marketing agencies in the post-apocalyptic future.
They're struggling for water and gasoline.
Starring Jeremy Renner. Logan, what's your Jam of the Week?
Golf.
Not real golf, because it would require effort, but...
No, I've been playing GTA 5's Golf Simulator.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Still haven't done that.
And then I've started playing an online golf game called Panya Golf. It's from Korea.
Let's go play real golf, Logan.
I would love to play real golf.
I but would.
All right, let's do it.
It's just something about the feeling of...
I was going to say, we got
to
hook up.
It's like managing to get it in from like 80 yards away. Golf. Like getting a chip in. That's just a good feeling. You're like, okay, yeah.
We have free golf.
How do you like free golf?
What?
Well, I love free golf.
We have two golf courses.
Let's go play free golf. Let's talk about it after it's over.
Yeah, let's talk about it after.
Okay, so... It's fun?
Yeah, I just enjoy golf.
Cool.
Like, good relaxation.
It's a good game.
My jam of the week has been getting up off of my fat rear end and running and making myself feel better. That's kind of...
I just started doing that, too.
That should good be a jam. You. Yeah, but you're like four of me. I'm like four
wait,
of you.
I was
so,
thinking,
yeah.
Wait, hold
wrong
on.
Way. That,
strike that person.
My tired brain.
Are you skinny shaming me right now?
Yeah, he is.
Is that a thing?
Won't you eat a burger?
It is. I hear it all. I've heard it my entire life.
Why don't you eat a sandwich, Matt?
Yeah.
You're just fine.
It's a thing.
It, like, at one of the shows, whenever you were playing drums and you took your shirt off, there was some comments that were said, and I was like, wow, y'all are... Just
donuts.
Yeah.
A bunch of donuts.
People are jerks,
man.
You
great big old dozen donuts.
Whatever.
Yeah, no, you're fine. My other jam is The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Finally started watching it.
Yeah. Speaking of John Hamm.
Yeah. Sorry. God, man, that is a funny show.
It is really funny.
It has Tina Fey all over it, but she's just really good.
And it's the same apartment.
I'm not noticing that.
Oh my gosh. It's because it's been so long since you've seen that movie.
Well, I'm not going to go watch the movie again.
I'm in an apartment from what?
What movie?
Kimmy Schmidt's apartment is the same apartment that was used in 50 Shades of Grey as Anna's first apartment.
I don't think it is.
Swear to God it is.
Okay. We'll see.
Swear to me.
He's read the books. He knows
the swear to me, Logan.
I can do that.
Can you get like a side-by-side shot?
That's what I'm trying to do. I just need the movie to do that now.
So, Logan, go invest more time into 50 Shades of Grey.
I was going to say, why don't you just go down to our local Watchmaster?
That's what I may rent, just so I can do... I can.
Will you please go rent 50 Shades of Grey and let me...
Tweet the Periscope yourself.
And let me Periscope you from a distance while you do it.
I'm openly admitting that I will go rent it just to prove my point.
At least you're openly admitting something. All right, so that was episode 164 of the Justice Geeks podcast. Thank you so much to our good friend, Mr. Eric Plunk. Sir, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks. The wrestling episode was so freaking good, man, that it really started this great chain of reactions in our community of folks that listens to our show and visits our website, so much so that we're really trying to kick off the sports thing. So look for Eric to take his wrestling knowledge and apply it to the written form. Over at the website, you just go to justicegeeks.com, hit the sports tab. There's an article there already from our good friend Jeremy Weathers. There'll be some more there.
Shout out
This weekend is he's got this great article about the top 10 moments in the NBA playoff history. It's really great video clips from YouTube, awesome stuff. So check it out if sports is your thing. So that's a thing that you should do. When I was young. So keep checking us out over at justicegeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek, from tech to Transformers, TV, music, video games, news, reviews, and more. You can find it all every single frickin' day over at justicegeeks.com. New to the podcast, go pick up the back catalog over on iTunes, or you can rate and review us. It'd be great if you give us a review there. Let us know we're doing things the right way. If you even want to click the little 5-star, you can do that too. It'd be awesome. It's weird you guys being so quiet.
I've never heard this song in my life.
Just make it up. It's fun.
I can't do that.
No.
I'll just make noises.
Let's just sing Power of Love over it.
just pull it up right now. Pull it up right now.
The Power of Love.
I should have done Power of Love for Eric. I don't think I got it on the iPad. I would do it if I did.
Make a one man weep.
Didn't we have a long conversation about Huey Lewis?
Yeah.
That's really, yes, we did.
Doing that's the really odd couple. That was my favorite end of show conversation ever.
Huey Lewis and Skrillex.
Wicka, wicka, wicka.
Somehow he was dead.
Yeah. We well, it's because I thought Huey Lewis was dead for some reason. Dead,
yeah. Huey Lewis and Skrillex.
No.
No. My mom won tickets to Steve Miller Band.
I thought you were about to say Skrillex.
Nice. Like, Skrillex. My mother's
Steve
going to watch Skrillex.
Steve Skrillex Band.
Steve Miller's their neighbor.
I have a feeling you've been heavily influenced by Skrillex and the Steve Miller Band.
Not really.
Get out of that refrigerator right now.
So Skrillex was in a band.
Yeah, before. It was like, he was a lead singer, right?
He was in some emo band, right?
Yeah, some bull crap.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think he played guitar and sang.
So Skrillex was Tobey Maguire in Spider-Man 3.
Yes.
No.
Bum, 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 bum.
This is almost kind of like Paul Simon. It's not.
Sure.
Bunch of hits.
I cook all of my dubstep in Skrillex.
I wish dubstep would just kind of go away. It's kind of like EDM. I wish it would go away.
Electronic banjo music. Electronic bluegrass music, yeah.
EBM. What about Joe Benjamin?
Jimmy Benjamin.
Jimmy Benjamin.
Yeah, Jimmy Benjamin.
That's a story for another day.
Electronic bowel movement.
That's exactly what I was
thinking. The EBM. Yeah.
The EBM.
It's actually electronic bluegrass
10%
music.
10% of all Americans suffer from EBMs. Yeah.
So he just vomited out over social media.
Were you just listening to Nicki Minaj? You may suffer what's referred to as electronic bowel movement.
You'd understand it if you had robot ears.
This music.
Now I'm going to go watch Grandma's Boy.
Oh, man.
This music is too mellow, guys.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of high energy.
Yeah.
What?
So are you really going to rent? Will you really go rent 50 Shades and let me Periscope it?
Let me watch it and just make fun of you constantly.
That's fine.
Via Periscope.
I tried to go buy it for my wife. She wanted it for... Mother's Day, I guess. And it was sold
You were going to get your wife 50 Shades of Grey for Mother's Day?
Research.
She wanted it. I mean, she's read the books and everything. Yeah. She's seen the movie in the theater, but it was sold out everywhere. I mean, Walmart.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Walmart still has some DVDs, but I guess she wanted it in the Blu-ray.
The Blu-ray.
She wanted that high definition. You know, we should have covered this in movie news. They offered Jamie Dornan $1.5 million to... flip that bass around.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. I can't believe he's actually going to be in the second one.
Do you think he'll be able to do anything after this?
Wait, he's going to be in the second one? I thought he left
it. He's contractually obligated to be in the second one.
Oh, okay.
The writer
At some point, we're going to stop talking about it.
Yeah.
It's ingrained in our culture of Just Us Geeks, man.
Yeah. Say goodnight, everybody.
Yeah,
goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.